You're listening to Weekend Edition on WNYC. I'm Brian Zumhagen. The big green hoedown called Live Earth is getting underway today around the world in Tokyo, London, Antarctica, Rio, and right nearby at Giants Stadium. Former Vice President Al Gore and his crew of producers have put together an all-star lineup, including The Police, Smashing Pumpkins, Kanye West, and many more, in an effort to raise awareness about climate change. Sarah Van Shagen is a writer for the online environmental magazine Grist.org. She joins us by phone. The organizers have said they want this to be the greenest concert possible. Just how green do you think it will be?
There's going to be some firsts for Giants Stadium. They're doing what they're calling a triple stream system for their waste collection. So that involves waste, compost, and recycling. It's going to involve using biodegradable food containers, utensils that are made from potato starch so that they biodegrade as well. And they're going to be encouraging all the concert goers to use the various different bins to throw their trash in one bin, their compost in another, and their recycling in another. And they're actually going to have 800 volunteers on hand to help people figure out what to do with their waste. They hope that by using the system, they will double the diversion rate. That means they will double the amount of waste they are keeping away from the landfills.
What kind of things are the organizers going to be doing to limit the amount of energy that the concert's going to use?
Well, one thing they're doing is they're planning to use energy-efficient light bulbs. So they're going to be replacing light bulbs with LEDs, which use much less energy. And the energy that they are using, they're going to be buying offsets from a local wind farm. So the energy that they do have to use, they will then purchase that same amount of energy from a local wind farm and support the efforts there.
The New York area concert is in East Rutherford, New Jersey. What are the available transportation options for people who want to get there?
They're actually encouraging concert goers to use mass transit, buses and trains, and they're going to have shuttles from those stations taking people to the stadium.
So there's this big all-star lineup, and performers like Sheryl Crow and Kanye West, they've appeared on ads for SUVs, and Madonna is a hunter. How green do you think these artists really are?
Well, I think what's important to think about here is that not all of these artists are climate change activists right now. Some of them are. Dave Matthews, The Police, they've been working hard on this issue. But for a lot of others, they're learning about climate change just like the rest of us are. And one thing that the Live Earth organizers have done is put together a green guidelines manual for the artists with information about Live Earth, about climate change, and about how the artists can make changes in their own lives to lessen their impact, whether it's on their tours or in their own personal life. So they're trying to have this one event, but then make sure the actions continue afterward.
I've been speaking with Sarah Van Shagen, a writer for the online environmental magazine Grist.org. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you, Brian.
This is New York Public Radio, WNYC New York. I'm Brian Zumhagen.
And as a child,